Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 214 of the Big Boo Cast. In this episode, we're going to talk about the weather a little bit, and it's riveting. We're also going to talk about an item of clothing that was a staple when we were younger, not so much anymore. You're also going to hear from our good friend Travis Cottrell, who is our guest on this month's Patreon Closer Look episode. And you're going to hear a good little chunk of our time with him that was so fun. And then, of course, we're going to talk about football because it's December and football is still happening. So, of course, we're still talking about it. If you are still trying to finish a little bit of your holiday shopping, remember that our Amazon store is there to serve at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. And as always, we're so happy that you're here with us and we hope you enjoy episode 214. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
Is it cold in San Antonio?
It has been. I'm going to tell you that the high today was 77 and sunny.
Stop.
Yeah, but tonight it's supposed to get back down in like the low 30s and 40s, which is okay. What it's been doing. So as long as it feels cool and dry, I'm okay with 77.
Yeah. I totally get that.
I know. Is it cold there?
Yeah, it is pretty chilly. I was actually looking, so it's 46 degrees right now, And this is, we're 4-something in the afternoon right now, it looks like, this is fascinating, by the way. I got chilly a minute ago, and I just thought, yeah. I wonder if it's as cold in San Antonio. It's going down tonight in the 30s, but I think it's about to warm back up. I guess your 77's headed our way.
Yeah. And I think we're supposed to cool back off by the end of the week. But I mean, last week was our first really cold week that we've had. Like we had our first fire in the fireplace and all that. And like, there were some days where it stayed cold, which for us means it stays in the 50s. That's right. That's like really winter time.
That I have decided that I like the high 50s, maybe my favorite temperature in the daytime. I mean, yeah. I love a spring day when it's in the 70s. But if it's going to be winter, if it could just be in the high 50s, I can still get outside. I can go walking. It's not miserable.
Yeah. But
you get below, you get into those lower 50s and it starts to feel uncomfortable to me.
Yeah, I agree. I don't like to be too cold. I mean, that's kind of like the last two Decembers when I've gone this time of year to New Hampshire, which, by the way, I've been grieving that I'm not in New Hampshire because I love to have a lovely New England Christmas.
I was going to say, I want to sing Weekend in New England right now. And I know it's inappropriate, honestly, especially considering that you were doing ministry in New England. Not the same kind of deal, but
that's,
I know how much you love it. Yeah,
I do. I love it. And it always felt so, it just felt so Christmassy and wintery to go and all that. And so, but what you realize pretty quickly there is like, you're like, oh, if I lived in weather like this all the time, I would never go outside. Like eventually, I would say this is too cold for me.
Well, for sure. I mean, I don't know how you can, I don't know. Hold on one second. Hold on.
Okay. What?
Alex, are you trying to get my Amazon?
No.
You're logging into what? So you need the one-time password? Yeah. Okay. Hold on. You're welcome. Okay. Just sorry. It just, I got the message that here's your one-time password. And I was like, that's funny because I was not trying to get into the Amazon.
Yes. What is happening?
Apparently, sorry, my phone failed.
No, you're fine.
Apparently Alex was. He was trying to get into Prime. So there you go. Anyway, where were we?
I mean, it was somewhere between the weather and New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You realize when it's that cold, you're only going to stay outside for so long.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You can't do it. It's not pleasant for anybody. I actually, this afternoon, I was running some errands for school and in and out of the car a bunch. And it was great. It was delightful. It's a little cold, but it was fine. But for some reason, my friend Stephanie was with me, and for some reason, I don't know why, but we started talking about clothes when we were younger, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, just, we were actually talking about how things are so casual now, you know, like we don't have church clothes anymore. You know, everybody just sort of roll up, and you might have a nice sweater that you wear with your jeans, but you don't really need church clothes. And I was telling her that when I first started working, I had the suit that my mama got me that to me communicated that I was a professional educator.
Oh,
It was a red skirt, kind of a straight skirt with a red blazer with about four sets of shoulder pads in it.
Uh-huh.
The blazer had a black collar on it, and then there was
ma'am.
There was a crest, which sort of made me feel like I was maybe, you know, like a young Mrs. Garrett on Facts of Life.
Yes.
Had a crest, and then underneath the red blazer, because of course you had to wear all the pieces together.
Uh-huh.
I had this gold shimmery kind of sweatery shell that was a mock turtleneck. Thank you.
Nice.
And on the mock turtleneck part, it had a red and a black stripe because you see it all tied together.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
So with that, I would wear black pumps.
Yes.
This is where we got so tickled. Black silk reflections hose.
Oh, barely. Yes. Barely black. Uh-huh. Cause you didn't want an opaque black.
No,
you just needed a hint of black.
You just needed a hint of black. Now, if you remember, they also had jet black, but that was more of a tight. That was more to wear. The jet black was a different kind of deal, but the barely black was really, I mean, with that red suit,
Yeah.
Anyway, then we start going, like, do you remember there was a pearl silk reflections hose?
Oh, do I remember? That was one of my personal favorites.
And then there was like there was something with the word taupe. I can't remember exactly what it was called. I mean, I went down a memory lane with hosiery.
Yes.
Don't know that I've experienced in some time. But then we got so tickled thinking about like Stephanie's daughter and her friends, mm-hmm. like think about Caroline Schenkel. If you told her she had to put on a pair of pantyhose.
Oh, would never happen in a gazillion years.
But I don't feel like we batted an eye. We were just like, okay. You know,
because it's what you did. And here's the thing. If you remember, it was like a grown-up lady rite of passage.
Yes, ma'am.
I remember vividly in third grade. Okay. Uh-huh. So third grade, I had a red terry cloth dress. It was every bit as good as what you imagined. It was a one piece. It had a V-neck. It was red terry cloth with like an elastic waist kind of situation. And I had some yo-yos, sandals, sandals that I wore with it, you know.
I know.
And I remember that it became this dilemma. I will never forget that we were in Wieners, which is where we shopped in Houston. We were in Wieners and it became, what do you wear? Because you don't have bare legs with the yo-yo sandals and the red terry cloth dress.
Absolutely so it was like, not.
What, but up to that point in my life, I had just worn little girl tights, but you couldn't really wear tights with that. And I got my first pair of nude hose to wear with that. And I'm going to tell you, nobody could tell me nothing because
they couldn't.
I mean, I was a grown-up lady in third grade in my nude hose with the sandal foot. Remember, because you'd have to get the sandal.
They did not have the reinforced toe. They were sandal foot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, vividly, like that was a big deal to get to wear nude hose. So you didn't question it because it's just what you did. Like you transitioned from tights to grown-up lady hose.
Hey, it's me taking a quick break to tell you about Magic Spoon. I've told y'all that one of my very favorite things my freshman year of college was living in the dorm and realizing the dining hall had a cereal bar. It's basically what I ate to survive that entire year. I ate all manner of cereals morning, noon, and night because cereal is delicious and easy. And this time of year at the holidays when I'm tired of cooking, it's so easy to just say, you know what, y'all? We're having cereal for dinner. But the problem is all the regular cereals are so full of sugar and junk that you really shouldn't eat, and it makes my pants sad. So the older I get, the more I'm trying to cut down on all those things and realized I can't just eat anything anymore, which is the saddest. But it's so important to start your day with a good breakfast, and our favorite thing around here is cereal, and that's why we love Magic Spoon. We are so into our cereal these days that I just mentioned that I had bought new cereal storage containers just to keep it fresh and ready to eat every day. Here's the great thing about Magic Spoon. It has zero sugars, 11 grams of protein, and only 3 net grams of carbs in each serving. It comes in 4 flavors, cocoa, fruity, frosted, and blueberry. And so many of you have asked, and now you can finally build your very own custom variety box. This is genius. You can choose from the best-selling cocoa, fruity, frosted, and blueberry flavors, plus brand new flavors, including peanut butter and cinnamon, which I cannot wait to try. It actually tastes so good. Honestly, it's too good to be true. It's keto-friendly, it's gluten-free, it's grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free. Caroline loves the frosted flavor, and my personal favorite is the blueberry. Although cinnamon, I think that you could give blueberry a run for its money. You can grab a variety pack and try it today. Be sure to use our promo code at checkout to get free shipping. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. That's magicspoon.com/bigboo and use the code BIGBOO for free shipping. That's magicspoon.com/bigboo or use code BIGBOO for free shipping. Thanks, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring the Big Boo cast.
Oh, it was a big deal. Now, listen, I looked this afternoon because I was like, do they even make hose anymore? I mean, I know that Kate wore them several years ago and it was a big deal because she was wearing hose. And are hose about to come back? And the answer was no, they are not about to. Mm-mm. But they still make, Silk Reflections has, they have Barely There, they have Town Taupe.
Okay.
Barely Black. Travel Buff, which was my mama's personal favorite.
Yes.
She loved Travel Buff hose.
I remember Travel Buff.
So good with a pair of bone pumps.
Yes.
And then there's something called Little Color, which is probably like nude. And then Jet. So Barely Black and Jet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And do you remember, here's what I remember at the beginning of my career when I also wore several double-breasted suits.
Yes, because
from Casual Corner, because I was very professional. Mm-hmm. I had a red one, I had a plum one, I had a yellow one. Mm-hmm. But that when Donna Karan came out with her hose and they were called the Nudes. Oh. And they were like upscale hose. And
those
I
were
remember,
fancy hose. That was fancy hose.
Listen,
for sure.
I went and got a pair of those. And that was like a grown-up rite of passage that now, never mind the fact that I couldn't afford to make my car payment at the time. I wanted a pair of those Donna Karan nudes, the nudes. But they were so like, it was like, because supposedly they looked real bare-leggish. Like you could hardly tell that you had on hose. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, I can't even remember the last time. I don't know when that went away, but at some point in my life, I just was like, nope, I'm done with that.
I can remember getting dressed to go like to youth group on Sunday night. Mm-hmm. And if I had on a pair of nicer pants, because there were a lot, I mean, I didn't wear jeans to everything because I don't know. Mama was so particular about my clothes, but I can remember putting on a pair of knee highs. You know?
Oh, yeah. And listen, nothing left you with some big indentions at the top of your calves like some knee highs.
Nothing could take you from feeling like a regular person to losing all feeling beneath your knees like a pair of knee highs.
If you wore a pair of knee highs, you couldn't wear shorts for like 2 days waiting for those indentions to go away.
It's like, what was that test for if you're bloated where you punch your nail into your leg? See, like that, apparently we were all real bloated beneath our knees.
Because it was like, I mean, that would leave indentions for days. I mean, there was nothing more uncomfortable than a pair of knee highs.
It's funny though, because that was so normal. And then now, you know, just being around teenage girls all the time, these things are nowhere on their radar, which led to a discussion with Steph and me today about what from their routine now is going to go by the wayside. And I was like, well, I don't think it's the same thing because as mama would have said, they're all just so casual. It's all just, everything's so casual now, but
yeah,
I don't know. It's interesting to think about. Or will hose come back? I don't think they will.
I don't think they'll come back. I think that day has passed. I don't think we're going to. I mean, I think really we were already going so casual as a society. And then you add in the pandemic and like what people have gotten used to wearing. And like, it's going to be a wonder if any of us ever wear pants that button again. You know, like we're kind of Like that ship has sailed. I mean, Caroline Schenkel, I'll tell you this. She's been in a gray sweatsuit now for about 2 weeks. I feel like every time I see her, she's in some variation of like gray sweatpants and a gray sweatshirt. I mean, she looks like Rocky Balboa in training all the time is what she wears. But it doesn't, you know, and the other day she came home and said, everybody at school was so jealous of my outfit because I look so comfortable. And I'm like, there's a big difference between comfortable and good. That's what I'm going to tell you.
Oh, bless it.
She kind of rolls out of bed and goes to class. And it's like, I mean, the hours that I spent getting ready for high school, you know, that like I would get my Esprit outfit laid out on my bed and ready to go. And I mean, that would have like a shirt. It would be like pieces, like a shirt and pants and matching socks and some sort of loafer and then some sort of sweater to throw over my shoulders or to wear. I mean, it was a whole thing. And like that day is gone.
Yeah, absolutely. What were those curlers that we had that weren't hot rollers, but they were like purple and hot pink and you wrapped them in your hand?
The hot sticks.
Were they called hot sticks? Is that
it? I think so. Hot sticks with the two X's at the end. Hot sticks. The bendy ones that you kind of like folded and bended.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think they were called hot sticks.
I think you're right about that. That was every morning for me, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because who wouldn't want your hair curled like that, you know?
I mean, I did. I thought it was real cute.
I would go get a perm and still use two sets of hot rollers to curl my hair in the mornings because I wanted extra volume.
Things have changed.
So they have changed. It's just it's a whole different thing now. Everybody's so much more casual. And yeah, I don't know. But I don't think there's going to be, I mean, I think hoes are gone. I don't think they're coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I don't think that the girls today have that same, I don't know. I don't know what their thing would be that they just don't ever do anymore.
I was thinking today when we were out running errands and there were a couple of moms who came out of Urban and both of them had like, they looked great, but both of them had on some kind of athleisure, you know? And I think that is actually the thing that has forever turned the tide.
Yeah.
Because I can remember like when I would go to dance when I was younger. And, you know, we always had to go into the dance studio and out of the dance studio with a cover up.
Of some sort.
You couldn't just walk around in your leotards.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember like, you know, if I went into anywhere after I had been to whatever dance class I was taking, I felt really self-conscious because, you know, but now, I mean, I think you would just wear like some 7/8 leggings. You know what I mean? I don't know. Yeah. It's a whole different deal.
Hey, it's me taking a quick break to tell you about StoryWorth. Gathering friends and family for Thanksgiving and the holidays is going to be challenging this year. It looks different than it has in years in the past, but that doesn't mean we can't feel close. That's why I'm giving my loved ones the most meaningful gift this year, a chance to tell their story and share memories using StoryWorth. StoryWorth is an online service that helps your loved ones share stories through thought-provoking questions about their memories and personal thoughts. It's such a fun new way to engage with family, especially those you can't see in person. Every week, StoryWorth emails your family member different story prompts, questions you might never think to ask, like, how has your life turned out differently than you imagined it? And have you pulled any great pranks? What was your favorite memory from high school? Did you play any sports? Reading the weekly stories is fun and makes your family feel close, even if you're not together. I love to find out new things and new facts about my family that I never would have known otherwise. And the best part is after 1 year, StoryWorth will compile all your stories, including pictures, into a beautiful keepsake book that's shipped for free. I can't imagine what a great gift this is to pass down through the generations to have this beautiful keepsake book that everybody can read these family stories that would otherwise get lost. Y'all know how important that is to me. I think our memories are the most valuable thing we have. Give your loved ones the gift of spending time together this year with StoryWorth. Get started right away with no shipping required by going to StoryWorth.com/BigBoo. You'll get $10 off your first purchase. That's StoryWorth.com/BigBoo for $10 off. Thanks, StoryWorth, for sponsoring the Big Boo cast and helping us preserve our family memories.
So it's funny that you bring this up because Gully and I had our shopping weekend this weekend, and we were talking about that because on I can't remember, Friday or something, it was cold. And so I put on, like, I was going to go walk Mabel. And so I put on leggings, and the ones I happened to grab are these, they're Lululemon that Perry got me for Christmas. I'm going to tell you how long ago he got them for me. You'll appreciate this, back when I was real on my couch to 5K kick.
So, oh, that has been a minute. Yeah.
Like 11 years ago. Like, I mean, it was probably, I'm still working on getting to 5K. I'm still closer to couch, but he bought those for me one Christmas because I was real into my running. And so at the time when he bought them, they weren't called leggings. They were like Lululemon running tights, but they're leggings is what they are.
Right.
And so I grabbed them and I put them on because they're warmer than some of my other ones. And I thought, I remember when he got these for me that Christmas, that was all, the legging thing was a new enough thing that I was like, so do I just wear these or do I wear shorts over them? Like, okay. I couldn't figure out how they worked. Uh-huh. You know, like, I was like, I don't think you just wear this like tight legging, like out.
Well,
that felt weird. And now listen,
guess what?
Yeah, you do. That's what you wear.
I know. Yeah. And I don't mind it.
No, it's the athleisure, I think, because I do think you're not, because even today, so I was getting out to run some errands and then I had to go by Barnes and Noble because they wanted me to come sign some books. And so I put on jeans. So I have on jeans with holes in the knee and hiking boots and like an untucked flannel shirt. And like, I came out and Perry goes, you look cute. Where are you going? And I was like, this, why are you dressed up?
See,
I know.
You don't need a red skirt and a red blazer with a shiny, shimmery gold top underneath.
You don't.
To go do something for your job? Just
no, you don't. I was in a doctor's office with Caroline last week. We were doing follow-up on her ankle. And I guess it was a drug rep came in and she just had on like a long maxi dress, like a long, and I'm like, oh, I wore suits. I mean, suits were like a requirement. I mean, I remember when as a drug rep, I was able to transition into not wearing my suit jacket and felt like I could just get away with like a button down shirt and pants. Mm-hmm. That felt so casual. But I'm like, if you had told me I could just roll up in a maxi dress, I mean, it's like, what is happening?
Well, even at my job, which I know I've been at my job for a while, but when I started, we wore skirts every day. And but now, listen, today I had on some camo joggers and, you know, it's a whole different, there's a whole different vibe, but, and it's great. And I love it, but I didn't think one thing about being required to dress up every day.
No, it's just what you did. And it's cause I have like all my Meemaw's old, like her hats and gloves and a lot of her shoes that she had and like her handbags. And I mean, when she went to, they were Catholic. And so like when she went to like mass, I mean, it was an event, like you wore your hat and your gloves and your whole thing. And I thought that has changed so much. Like I was like, someday we're all kids go. And my grandma, she used to wear like pants that buttoned and zipped.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, like,
yeah, on the daily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. She used to do that every day.
Well, like you know, Martha and Sissy, you know, when I was younger, when David and I first got married, every day, you know, they'd get up and they put their makeup on and they would put on a shirt and some pants that buttoned and they would tuck in their shirt.
Yeah.
You know, it was a whole look. And now
Martha's still wearing her jackets.
She is still wearing her jackets. I just asked David a minute ago. I was like, what am I going to do with no Steinmar this Christmas?
I know.
I guess
pivot.
I will go to Belk. I will go to Belk and I will see what I can see, but it's a whole, going to be a whole adjustment for sure. Mm-hmm. Whole thing. Yeah. I did think about though, she won't listen, so I feel safe saying this. I did think about maybe getting Martha a Barefoot Dreams something. Just because I thought, I bet that would be so warm and
yes,
cozy. And they do run a little small. So, yeah. You know, they run just a little.
True.
They're not super generously sized. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm going to investigate that. I know it's not a 3/4 sleeve jacket, but it seems like something she might really enjoy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Especially because she's been home, you know, and she's going to have to still stay home for a while. You know what I mean? So that might be a good, like a kind of a dressier lounge option that's also warm.
Here's what I was thinking, because you know Martha and you know her coloring and her silver hair and she's got this.
Yes.
Beautiful porcelain skin. I kind of was thinking a dark gray.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Okay. I think that's a great call.
Yeah. She doesn't really like to wear beiges or browns. She says it just washes her out. So,
well, yeah, that's, yeah, you don't want to do that.
Okay. I'm going to open a tab on my computer so I don't forget to follow up on that. I think that's, okay. But that might be my best idea yet.
That is a good call.
Hey y'all, it's me taking a quick break to tell you about Hydrant. The days are getting shorter. It's colder. If you're like me, your energy's a little bit lower because it gets dark so early. We all know that we should drink more water, but by the time we feel thirsty, it's too late. You're already dehydrated, you can't focus, you feel tired. If you're like me, I get this dull headache, and I know I immediately regret that I did not drink more water today. Plus, I tend to want to hydrate with peppermint mochas this time of year, and that is not really an effective strategy that's recommended by any doctor. But you can keep feeling at your best when you maximize your hydration. Better hydration can be tied to a better mood, better focus, mental clarity, more energy, clearer skin, which are all the things I want. Water alone doesn't hydrate you as quickly as drinks with an optimized blend of electrolytes, and that's where Hydrant comes in. Hydrant is a refreshing drink mix powder made with four key electrolytes. It's got sodium, potassium, magnesium, and zinc. It's made with real fruit juice powder and no artificial sweeteners or synthetic colors. It's no nonsense, it's all science. Plus, for an extra boost, try new Hydrant Immunity containing vitamins A, B6, B12, C, and D, along with ginger and turmeric. Water meets wellness in a vitamin-packed drink that you can mix hot in these chillier months, which is so helpful because this time of year, I prefer to sip something warm out of a mug. Hydrant is backed with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. If you don't love it, you can send it back for a full refund. You really need to try it for yourself and see what I'm talking about. It tastes incredible and it works. Try Hydrant today and save up to 25% on your first order. What are you waiting for? We've got a special deal for our listeners to save 25% off your first order. Go to drinkhydrant.com/bigboo or enter our promo code BIGBOO at checkout. That's drinkhydrant.com/bigboo and enter promo code BIGBOO for 25% off your first order. That's drinkhydrant.com/bigboo. Promo code BIGBOO to save 25%. Thanks, Hydrant, for sponsoring the Big Boo Cast. Hydrant is where water meets wellness.
Hello, it's me, Sophie. This is not a part of the podcast episode where I talk to Melanie. This is actually a part of the episode where I'm going to tell you what's happening next. And what's happening next is part of the conversation Melanie and I had with our dear friend Travis Cottrell on the Closer Look episode this month on Patreon. So here we go with our good friend Travis Cottrell. Okay, so I want to ask you something because we talked about this. David was on our Patreon episode, one of our Patreon episodes last month, and one of the questions somebody asked him was his favorite 80s band. Well, they wanted to know what his favorite 80s band was. And so I want to ask you, I'm going to put you on the spot, and I want to know some things about you and 80s music. Are you ready?
Oh.
Are you ready? And this is a dream topic for you, Travis.
Are you even kidding me?
It's a dream topic. You could not possibly ask for a better topic right out of the gate.
No.
Unless we want to keep counting houses. And we can do that if you want to.
Fascinating. It was fascinating.
Okay. So if you look at the scope and span of 80s music, what is your all-time favorite 80s song?
That's easy.
Okay.
Now, I have to say that this record actually came out in 1979.
Okay, fair.
But this song was a hit in 1980. It was the first album I ever owned that wasn't a Cathedrals album or the Inspirations. Because I had lots of Southern Gospel albums.
Sure.
In my single digit years.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And 8-tracks.
Yes, as you do.
So it came off of the record Off the Wall by Michael Jackson. And my all-time favorite pop song is Rock With You.
Okay.
It's a great song.
I like that you knew that. You knew it right off the bat. You not only knew the song, you knew the album, and you knew when it came out.
Oh, so, I can tell you my top five that easily.
Okay.
I mean, I don't mess around with 80s music.
I know you don't. You love it so much. So if Melanie, do you have a favorite 80s song, by the way?
I don't know if I do. It's funny. Not that I could come up with that fast. I mean, because I think there's so many 80s songs that I love. I don't know that I could pick one.
I know.
One.
It really is hard.
I think I would go duet. I think I would probably go Separate Lives was probably my, or I'm Sorry by Chicago, I think would be a close second.
What was the second? I missed it.
Hard to Say I'm Sorry, Chicago.
Because I was too verklempt because you said Separate Lives. So that's in my top five as well.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's so good. It's so good. Okay. So favorite 80s band?
Band is hard for me because I like so many like singers.
Right. I know. That's why I'm asking you band.
I know.
Challenging question, Travis.
Challenging. I'm going to either go with Genesis or with Phil Collins because Phil, man. Or I mean, it's a dark horse, but Toto.
I want you to know.
Hits that I love.
Listen, what did David say, Melanie? No, David said Def Leppard, Genesis, and there was one. It was Toto, right? Was the Toto the third one? I don't know.
Of course, David and I would have two of the three the same. I know you're the same person.
I know y'all are. You're the same person, especially with 80s music. Okay. Right. What about
the dark? Another one would be. I mean, you can't leave Chicago out of that, and you can't leave the Police. So that would be my. Yeah. That would be my top.
Oh, that's a good list. I co-sign on that list.
Chicago's a great choice. That's a great choice.
Yes.
Although I don't know if you've seen the David Foster documentary on Netflix, but that Chicago, that the way that thing fell apart with Peter Cetera is really interesting.
I'm writing it down right now because I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's fascinating.
It's good. Okay. This is going to be a difficult question, but I believe you're up for the challenge of it. Your favorite
David Foster documentary. Sorry, I wrote it down. Okay, I'm good.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Your favorite 80s duet?
Okay. I have to refer to my 80s duet playlist because I have an actual 80s duet playlist that sometime I'd love to read to you.
We would love to hear it.
I could zip through them right now.
Well, you know what you need to do is is it on Apple Music?
Oh, no, but I'll put it on Apple Music. No,
is it on Spotify?
Well, it's just a private playlist because I have actually purchased all of these.
Okay. Well, I can, if you'll share it with me, just the list, I can make a playlist on Apple Music and we can share it with the people.
Yeah.
I would pick a favorite, which is Separate Lives, but I have to give a shout out to the next two.
Okay.
The next two are going to be And When She Danced from Stealing Home.
Oh, you know how we feel about that. It's so good.
Oh, it's
like a secret treasure.
It really is.
Secret treasure because nobody knows about
it. It's the most underrated of the 80s duets. 100% the most underrated.
Yes.
100%.
And the other one is The Next Time I Fall because our girl,
Amy Grant. Yes. With Peter Cetera.
I love that one too. That's actually that's a really good one. And I love her voice and Peter Cetera's voice together.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. I'm surprised. I thought we were going to get some Islands in the Stream in there, but I'm happy that, you know, with what you have, but
it's like the overlooked iconic, like it, of course it's going to be up there, but it's so in our, I don't know. I felt the need to dig a little deeper.
Yeah. It's like saying Titanic's your favorite movie. Like, we just need you to dream a little bigger is all we're asking.
Yes. Okay. Dream bigger. Well, and I think it's hard because, Trav, I don't know about you, but like for me, it's almost like I need like my 80s country is in one section and my 80s pop is in a different because that's good. It's hard to, you can't really group those because Billboard wouldn't group those genres together. So why should I have to?
And they're the experts.
That's right. They know.
You're just asking for fairness in the process. Yeah. Is all.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
So, Melanie, what's your favorite 80s duet, by the way?
I mean, I think Separate Lives would have to, I mean, Travis came in strong within When She Danced, because I forget about that one. Because that one immediately, I can picture my college self laying on my bed in my Levi long denim shorts, having a good cry. I mean, having just a good breakup cry.
But here's the other thing about that too, is the fact that all three of us, like, somehow we did not know each other, but we all found the Stealing Home soundtrack. And
we were and all somewhere having feelings.
We were. We were.
As 20-year-olds.
We were. And, like, because, listen, nobody's seen that movie. And like, who owned that soundtrack? The three of us did.
Yeah.
Right.
It's something else.
We sure did.
Look at the Lord.
I know.
Hey, it's me, taking a quick break to tell you about Acorn TV. There is a world of entertainment options out there, and by that, I mean there is a lot of compelling international shows that you might be missing out on. It's time to burst the domestic TV bubble and check out Acorn TV. Acorn TV is a commercial-free streaming service that's rooted in British television, my personal favorite. It's home to sophisticated and artful storytelling with top-rated mysteries, addicting dramas, heartfelt comedies, and so much more. Unlike other British streaming services, Acorn TV has content from Ireland, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and beyond. I currently have A Place to Call Home on my watch list. Ever since I've finished The Crown, I need more British TV. It's an instantly irresistible saga, according to Wall Street Journal, brimming with secrets, passion, romance, and intrigue. Over six addictive seasons, A Place to Call Home explores the ties that hold families together and the betrayals that can tear them apart. There's also a show called Agatha Raisin about an amateur detective investigating all kinds of craziness in the quaint village in the Cotswolds where she's retired. I don't know about you, but I need more of that in my life. I always find something new to watch on Acorn TV because it's loaded with thousands of hours of binge-worthy content, which is my favorite. You can stream on all your favorite devices for just $5.99 a month. It'll be so worth it, and you'll be so glad this holiday season to have so many fabulous shows to choose from. Escape to Britain and beyond without leaving your seat. Try Acorn TV free for 30 days by going to acorn.tv and use my promo code BIGBOO. That's ACORN.TV, code BIGBOO, to get your first 30 days for free.
Okay, last question is, what do you think, and I have an answer for this question. Melanie, you be thinking about your answer.
Okay.
Travis, what do you think is the most overrated 80s song? If I tell you mine, will it make it easier?
Yes, go first, because I have a one and a two.
Okay. Mine is Red Red Wine.
Oh, that's a good call.
It was so popular for so long, and why? Like, that's what I have to say about Red Red Wine.
Is someone overrating it?
I guess it is.
I mean, we know it, so I guess it got overrated somewhere.
It continues to get played. Like, our kids' age people know that song. Why? Like, that one should have stayed, you know, like, trapped in the decade.
Yeah, I kind of, I think I agree with that. I'm going to go with, and there again, I don't know if you can say it's overrated, but I'm going to say a song that sets my teeth on edge is We Built This City on Rock and Roll by Starship.
That's truly excellent, horrendous. Melanie.
It's truly horrendous.
That's an excellent choice. That's an excellent choice.
On a lot of people's list of the worst songs in history, that is number one.
Yeah. I agree with that.
On a lot of them.
It's a terrible song, and it was popular. It was really popular. I think another one that to me was kind of overrated, it's just because the video was cool, was Take On Me by A-ha. Song was like, it's fine. But everybody liked that video because it was animated and
cool. Yeah, the video was cool. I remember it. Mm-hmm. It's good. It came on Night Tracks.
What's that one? I wasn't big into hair bands. So I always skip those songs. Like, what was that? Shook Me All Night Long?
AC/DC. Yeah.
AC/DC. I never did like that song very much. I was even like, my hot take was going to be, you give love a bad name. Like, but that's like, I know that's dangerous ground, so I wasn't going to say it, but I like,
yeah, that's controversial.
It is beloved. It's controversial. It is beloved. I will say
it is. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go with shook me up.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Fair. Okay. Well, that was to me, very enjoyable because, you know, as we know, I am not the biggest fan of 80s music, unlike you and David, especially. I prefer 90s music, but there are some real bright spots in 80s music, especially the duets. There's never been a better time for duets, country or pop, than the 80s. So.
Well, and listen, let me tell you how deep it runs for me. This is 50-year-old Travis. This is Travis who needs Living Proof Live to start back really soon on the weekends. Because on Sirius XM on the 80s on 8, every weekend, beginning at, I think it's 7 p.m. Friday night, they start running a top 40 countdown for that week. Mm-hmm. One of the years in the decade.
Oh yes, I'm so aware of this because you know who I'm married to. Uh-huh.
Right. So, and then it plays again at 10 a.m. on Saturday. That's my choice of time to listen to this countdown. I look it up on my phone. I follow along. I listen to it and I follow along on my phone as I go about my day. And if I happen to miss part of it, I'll go and see what songs I missed. Mm. And yeah, I mean, it runs deep. I kind of build my weekends around the countdown on 80s on 8. Yes, I'm that weird person.
Oh, what else are we going to do? What else are we all been home? What else are we supposed to do?
I know. I think it sounds like a good use of time to me.
And woe be it unto me when it's 1987, 8 or 9, because those years were not great.
See, and I tend to like 88, 89 the best because we're headed into the 90s.
Right.
It's the early 80s I don't like as much, but I respect it. I mean, I know it's near and dear to your heart.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, but if you don't have those early 80s, then you don't have Endless Love.
Right.
You don't have Blondie. You don't have, you know,
Lionel Richie.
There's some good stuff. Lionel Richie.
You don't have Hello, which is.
You don't have Hello, which is 84, which is the best year of music in history, I think.
That was a good year. That was a good year. That was to me, that coincides with junior high, and I went to a lot of YMCA dances. So a lot of those songs can also take me back in time to my best Jerbo jeans and a nice ribbon belt.
So we hope you enjoyed that. And we would love for you to join us on Patreon if you haven't already. You get 2 extra episodes a month for $5 American. And usually one of those episodes is a closer look where we dig into a topic or talk to a person that we find super interesting. Sometimes the second episode is a Q&A. Sometimes it's a really candid conversation between Melanie and me about a topic that is difficult to talk about. Just never know what you're going to get. But it's been a ton of fun. And when you join Patreon, you get access to all the old episodes, which at this point, it's about 16 months worth of episodes. All that to say, we would love to have you there. It's patreon.com/bigboo. And thanks so much to Travis for being with us. Here's the rest of episode 214.
Now, I have spent some time today, so this is ironic because we talked to Travis. And yesterday we were just talking about the A&M Ole Miss football game.
Yeah.
And I said, we're playing them this Saturday, God willing, and the COVID don't rise. Well, the COVID has risen. So
the COVID has risen?
Yeah, they canceled the game. Have you not seen this?
No, I've not been on anything today.
Listen, you have missed a delight. So they canceled. And I kind of knew that was going to happen. Couldn't play last week. I was like, I don't see how they're going to be able to play this week. And so they've canceled that game. So now they're at this point, they're like, that game's just not going to happen. Like, we're not going to play them this year. So, which is fine, whatever. Well, so now what has also happened is Ohio State, Michigan has now canceled on Ohio State.
Okay.
Because, and people are saying it's because basically that it's rivalry week. They weren't going to beat Ohio State, but this is their way to sabotage them. Because Ohio State has only played 5 games. So then this could possibly eliminate them from the college playoff discussion because they haven't played enough games.
Oh, so it could be a little shady shade.
So, but now, so Ohio State's game for this weekend has been canceled and A&M's game has been canceled for this weekend. And there's been a debate as to who should get into the college playoff. And so I got so tickled because last night Barstool A&M Twitter account said, Ohio State, you up? Like, and I...
Oh my gosh. That's so good.
So there's been this whole thing today about could the Aggies and Ohio State possibly play? And once and for all, you're like, okay, well, whoever wins gets to be in. But people have said
that's
for a
genius, though.
It is. And for a myriad of reasons, I don't think it's going to happen. But man, what if it did? How fun would that be? Because I say bring it. Like, I mean, I'm like, I'm not scared. I mean, why not? Like, let's do it. Let's just, I mean, it's been such a weird football year
just
anyway.
Just lay it out.
It is. And that essentially becomes a playoff game because you got Cincinnati being like, well, we ought to be in because we're undefeated. And you're like, you're Cincinnati. Nobody, like, go on. So I'm
Melanie
sorry.
Loves Cincinnati fans. She loves all the Cincinnati fans.
I love all the fans, but I'm like, you don't play. Cincinnati does not play the schedule that an SEC team plays. And I look at A&M, whose only loss has been to Alabama. And I'm like, we are deserving of that playoff spot, I feel. You know,
but
and
you don't
Ohio
think
State.
You don't think y'all end up playing?
I don't know. I mean, they've kind of said, I mean, I think Greg Sankey would have to approve it. I think there would be a lot of pieces of like, and then where would you play? Because then there's going to be this whole thing of who gets the game because they're not going to want to come to Texas and we're not going to want to go to Ohio. So how do you figure out, you know, who gets home team advantage and all that kind of stuff? But man, I wish it would happen. I think it would be so fun.
Do you want me to drive over to the Sankeys and stand in front of their house like John Cusack and play the Aggie fight song on repeat?
Please.
Until he relents.
Yes. If you could do that, that would be great.
It's so interesting that there's even in a pandemic, there's strategy, you know,
yes.
There's strategery even like it's a whole, that's a whole thing. That's fascinating. Okay. So it's your turn to have five favorites this week.
Okay. I'm ready.
Do you have five favorites?
I do.
Oh, I do. I'm so excited.
I know.
Because
of course I do.
Here's what I realized over, I guess it was this weekend when I was thinking through some stuff. And I feel like the places where I have resisted listening to you about certain products, not active resistance. It's not like, oh, I'm not going to try that because Melanie likes it. It's just like, no, I've got something that I think works okay or whatever. Mm-hmm. More often than not, I miss a blessing.
Oh,
and
that's so nice of you to say.
So that's why I'm about to write these down as you say them, because there just might be something I need, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. There might be another like Living Proof dry shampoo in there and I'm not going to miss it.
No, you don't want to miss it. Well, and okay. So I have a question for you. Are you still using the Revitalash, speaking of, or did you quit?
No, I'm still using it because I think I told you a while back, probably like 6 weeks ago, no, probably 2 months ago, that I felt like my eyelids were getting discolored. And Jamie Golden said, no, don't stop. You got to keep going.
Yes. Yes.
So, but I, you know, I had really like 2 weeks where I did not put on any makeup, really 2.5 weeks between COVID and being home for Thanksgiving break.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here to tell you, when I put makeup on for the first time, I was like, well, my word, my eyelashes. Now, again, I don't have like a big thick band of them, but they're pretty long, like to the point where I went and got some, just some telescopic L'Oreal mascara because that has a that's just that applicator. It's good for sparse lashes. I feel like, and they're significantly longer, significantly longer.
Yeah.
Now, they're fine as can be, and they don't shine like other people's eyelashes shine, but it works.
They're longer. Yeah, it does work. It does work. Mm-hmm. That is for sure. Okay, so my five favorites. Let's start with, this is something I mentioned on the podcast, and I've been using for about a month, and I have decided I really like it, is the Pure Science Neck Firming Cream.
Right now.
It's from Amazon. It's about $20-something. It's a good price. It has collagen in it. It has something else in it. It has the wings of fairies ground up. I don't know, but it's kind of cooling. Like there's something about it when you put it on. And all I do is I put it on my chest. So when I get out of the shower, I put it on my chest and I put it on my neck. Like, and I kind of rub, I do upward strokes.
I'm going to help gravity.
Mm-hmm. And so I do it twice a day. I do it in the morning and I do it at night.
Okay.
And I don't want to say that my neck looks better than it's ever looked, but I feel like it keeps it maybe more hydrated. Like, I think that's an area yeah. where you can neglect. And so I think because it's more hydrated, it just looks a little more plumped up and yeah. not maybe as old lady-ish as it had kind of started to look.
Yeah. I noticed this past weekend, there were on Saturday and Sunday, I reapplied moisturizer on my neck in the middle of the day because I thought yeah. it needs it.
Yeah, it makes a difference. And I think your neck gets neglected, you know, but like, don't put it on. Cause I had a friend that told me, she was like, well, I started putting it on and it made me break out. And I was like, where? She was like, on my face. And I was like, no, this is purely just a neck cream. Like right. I'm about to have a cream for every different part of my body. Like,
I know. Yeah.
So, but it's really good. I really like it. It comes in one of those little tubs where you kind of pump out and then you use it. So I like it. I think it's a great deal. So that's one of my favorites.
Okay.
My second is, I am now on my third pair, and I think this is a favorite from before, but I'm on my third pair of Stars Above pajamas from Target.
Oh my gosh.
So I recently ordered the leopard print ones. I put them on Fashion Friday, I think last week, and they're just kind of a cream colored leopard print, and they're mm-hmm. so soft. They're so comfortable. They're like the perfect weight. I love them so much. Like they run about $30. You can kind of sometimes find them on sale for more like $20 to $25. I just think they're for the money, they're a great pair of pajamas.
I have on a pair of Stars Above pajama bottoms right now. And I know that it is just dusk, but I don't ever think it's not time to have on pajamas. It's always time to have on pajamas.
Mm-mm. No, I mean, that's pretty much, I can't wait to get mine on. I mean, that's like, I live for that. So the Stars Above PJs, I just think are so great. Mm-hmm. My third favorite thing is, because I've kind of already talked about this, but because Gully and I, the last 2 years have always gone to New Hampshire. So we haven't been able to have our wrapping weekend.
Right.
Like, cause we've been gone already. And then it's like, that's too much time to be gone. But like, we kind of went back old school. And like, to me, like this weekend, like at the end of the weekend, we had had so much fun together. It had been great time to catch up. I think it's a great way. Cause we sat and wrapped all our presents like we do. And so like Sunday morning when I woke up and like my tree was all decorated and it was all lit and I sat and had my coffee and the presents were all under the tree, I was like, this feels normal. Like this feels mm-hmm. like, I know the world is not normal, but right. that it just feels peaceful and normal. And I just love this time of year. And I love that we got to do that weekend.
Yes. And,
you know,
I would like to now sing Heirlooms by Amy Grant.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, I get it. Like it, when you feel like, and too, it's a tradition, like there are a lot of traditions we're not going to get to do this year, right? Like we're not going to see our families this year. Mm-hmm. We're not our extended families. So you really do like anything you get to do that feels familiar and comforting and all that is even more special, I think.
Yeah. And it was just, I was like, I just really like, I like the time of year. It's almost like, I feel like I like the lead up to Christmas more than I actually like Christmas, mm-hmm. you know, like it's because Christmas is just the day, but it's the season to me where you get to reflect. And
since the dawn of time,
people have celebrated
the birth of Christ.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Maybe not that part since the dawn of time. That might cause a good English teacher to go, yeah. Okay.
Maybe not. Maybe mm-hmm. just the last 2,000 years.
Right.
But
right.
We light the O Tannenbaum and we sit and I don't know. It's just, there's something about it. It's one of my favorites. I just really like the time of year. And I love that Gully and I do our wrapping thing. Cause it's like something that would be tedious. Like it's just so fun. Cause like we put on Schitt's Creek and then we watched football and we wrapped our presents and we talked and drank wine. And I was like, that's just a great way to get that done.
That is a great way to get that done for sure.
So my fourth thing is, and I've talked about these on my Instagram stories, are my Allie and Bess bracelets. Allie and Bess are two friends. Their website, their Instagram is Shop Allie and Bess, and they make the cutest bracelets, like all kinds of colors. Like they're gold, they've got black, they've got colored ones, they've got white ones, and they're just super cute. And I like that I can wear them casually, I can wear them dressed up. They come in all kinds of styles. And during this holiday season, they have repeatedly had various sales on.
Yes.
Off 30% off a stack or 50% off a stack. And I just really, really like their bracelets and they're super well made. I just love them.
Well, so. I think they're darling. They're great looking, and they're such a fun. I don't know. I don't like jewelry that's too serious. It's just not my deal. And so I love their stuff because there's a little whimsy.
Yeah,
and it's not there's nothing stuffy or uptight about it.
Mm-mm. Yeah. And it's just, and they're comfortable to have on, like they're stretchy, which I like, but they're comfortable and they don't feel too heavy. I like them. They'd be a great gift for somebody, but, or for yourself for getting through Christmas.
Treat yourself, everyone.
Treat yourself. So, and then my fifth thing is the Instagram account, Lucky Peacock Designs.
Oh.
She lives in Dallas. She's actually a podcast listener, but that's not why I'm highlighting her. But I found her because one of my friends got real excited because she was like, Lucky Peacock Design said she listens to the podcast. Super excited. But I don't know her, but she does. So she regularly goes to estate sales. So she does Instagram stories of her going to estate sales and kind of does these things of like kind of obscure things that she finds and like good things that she finds. And how she transforms things she finds. Like she'll find some planner, but she's like, I spray painted it turquoise blue and then I put hydrangeas in it or whatever. Like she just has really good, pretty style. Mm-hmm. And then she also does sales, like clothing sales on Tuesday nights. And she just always has real limited and it'll be like blouses and shoes or jewelry or whatever. And so she has little things like that. But she's got home decor stuff. She's just always got really good ideas and I really love following her because she's creative. And then she goes on these bike rides around her neighborhood in Dallas and she'll show us different houses, like in the way they're decorated and she'll have music playing. And she's just a really fun follow.
Also she likes color, which I appreciate in person, you know, like I love people who have an eye for different beautiful ways to use color. I mean, I've said it before. I want to be a person who's drawn to neutrals. But guess what? I'm gonna be drawn to your Kelly greens, hot pinks, to your royal blues. I just love orange. It's great. I just love bright color, and I think that she's got a great eye for it.
She does, and she'll put up like little stuff she finds on sale and clothing stuff. It's just a good all around like kind of design inspiration, fashion inspiration type account.
Mm-hmm.
I really like following her, but because I laughed, it's funny you say that about color, because I thought about you, because when Caroline and I got the Christmas tree decorated, and of course all my ornaments are like bright colors. I mean, it's like hot pink and turquoise and red and whatever. And I kind of got it all decorated. And I was like, it looks really busy. I said, like, it looked really busy to me this year. And so I kind of looked at it and I said, maybe next year I'm just going to do like an all white and gold tree. And Caroline just goes, okay. Like,
yeah. All right.
Sure you are.
Sounds like a plan, Mel.
Yeah. I believe that when I see it. She goes, yeah, I'll come home from college. You're just going to have an all white tree. I can really see that. And I was like, yeah. So that's it. No. So those are my five favorites.
Those are great. That's a great mix of practical products or things with jewelry we can wear, but also things that are inspirational and beautiful.
Well, I hope so.
Well done.
Thank you. Thank you, friend.
You're welcome.
Okay. All righty.
Well, I guess we'll be back next week. Well, I mean, we will be back next week for sure.
Yeah,
we will.
But
we're getting close to Christmas, everybody. So,
yeah. I mean, what are we, like 17 days away?
Something like that. So,
yeah, not far.
We'll be back with some seasonal cheer and updates and whatnot. We hope y'all have a great rest of your week. And as always, thanks so much for listening.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all. Talk to you later. Ow.